You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 152.
Hello, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back to my podcast. Well, that was a little teaser from another one of my so-called compositions. It's a little synth pop, so I'm calling it Synth Pop Echoes. It's from Juke Deck, and it's easy to make your own music using artificial intelligence. So it fits in with the topic today, which is the future of education, a scenario. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. So my topic today, as I explained in the show notes, it has to do with a scenario that I wrote as a part of a strategic planning process here at University of the Sciences. And it illustrates one future of education. It's certainly a bit contrived because I wanted to point out a lot of the technologies that are either already existing or will shortly exist in the future. In fact, I invented a couple of corporate mergers, which I thought you might get a kick out of, something that's probably not too far-fetched. There's also a YouTube version of this audio, so give that a try because it shows some graphics that match my scenario. So I hope you enjoy it. Here it goes, a short future scenario of education. This is Rod Murray, and this is The Future of Education, a Scenario. The future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. That's, of course, a famous quote by William Gibson, one of my favorite sci-fi authors. The following scenario illustrates one future of education. As we all know, technology is increasing at an exponential rate. Self-driving cars, facial recognition, virtual reality, augmented reality, and 3D printing exist today, but they will be integrated into everyday life within 5 to 10 years, whether we like it or not. The interesting thing about this scenario is that each one of the technological advances I illustrate can be demonstrated in isolation today. So who knows where we will actually be in 5 to 10 years. Meet our new typical student, Jane Doe. She's a 35-year-old employed single mother. She was just awakened by her Facebook phone, and she noticed that a package was delivered using her Ring doorbell video that came up on her phone. She sees the package on her doorstep through the Ring doorbell app, the Amazon USB drone. I just dropped off a small package containing a tablet from a new school. The Apple Gucci tablet contains the syllabus, all the electronic textbooks, apps, and links to all the open access online resources she will need to take an online course from MIT Intel. The course is free for her because her employer, Pfizer Medtronic, wants her to study the latest on robotics algorithms used in the rapidly changing pharmaceutical industry. She only comes to the office when she needs to work with prototype robot hardware. The camera on the tablet recognizes her face from her registration record, so she doesn't have to remember a password to log in. Strong multi-factor authentication, as easy as taking a selfie. She summons her GM Lyft self-driving car with her Apple Tag Heuer watch, gets in the back seat, and listens to her syllabus while the car drives her to work 2 hours away. Of course, Lyft stopped at the Starbucks drive-thru for her daily scheduled caffeine fix. 15 minutes into her ride, her watch alerted her to a video conference appointment with her AI language professor. Actually, that's a picture of Geoffrey Hinton, one of the main brains behind the neural network AI approach to Google Translate. Having no fixed semesters allows her to customize her learning path. She collects Coursera Universal Credit badges along the way. She conversed with her prof in real time on her tablet using her wireless Apple AirPods. No matter that he was in Tokyo and spoke in Japanese, she saw an almost simultaneous Google translation in text and heard English. She answered in English, and he nodded. Her voice was translated to Japanese just as fast. This is an actual example of the Google AI Translator in action. Professor, what course do you think I should take next?
教授はあなたが私が次に取るべきだと思います。
He helped her tweak the feedback code in the laboratory AR simulation that allowed her to feel when she pushed a button or dialed a knob in midair. Ultra Haptics uses ultrasound to add touch, and she did this while using her Google Luxottica AR glasses for these augmented reality simulation apps. Jane accomplished a lot before arriving at her office to start her day job as the assistant director of robotics research at Pfizer Medtronic. At work, she would be able to 3D print the custom control switches for the back of the new lifelike Toshiba customer service pharmacy tech robot for their client, CVS Walgreens. This scenario shows how student demographics are changing, how business plans in higher ed institutions might evolve, and how new pedagogies and educational technologies are going to forever change the education landscape. Well, I hope you enjoyed my little scenario. Certainly, some of you may think it's very far-fetched, or maybe I didn't go far enough. Certainly, the advances in machine learning and AI are going to have a lot of positive effects on our culture, our economy, and education. But I think there's certainly some negative things to look out for. So whether we like it or not, this is the world that we're moving into. Stay tuned for the short piece, Synth Pop Echoes. So until next time, have a great week.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog or send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company. Yes.